Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Nurse Lynn Fisher of Washington County Public Health about National Flu Vaccine Awareness Week. December 4th through the 10th is National Flu Vaccination Awareness Week. So what can you tell me about
that? Yes, it's National Influenza Vaccination Week. And the CDC actually created that week back in 2005 because they thought it was important to highlight the importance of continuing to get flu shots. At that time, they noticed that people were really dropping off on getting their flu shots after October. And so they wanted to keep people aware that it's important to get their flu shot, especially since they'll be getting together for the holidays. That was really important to get people before they get together with their family and their friends over the Christmas and Hanukkah holidays.
Is the purpose for the week, is it kind of because right now is the best time to get a flu shot?
Well, it is. Flu typically peaks in February. So it is important to get your vaccine about, 2 weeks for sure before that. It takes 2 weeks for your body to build antibodies for the flu. And so now is the perfect time to be getting that vaccine before flu activity peaks and before everybody starts getting together with all their family and friends. So in October is a big popular time for flu shots. And then the CDC noticed that a lot of activity drops off after October for people getting flu shots. And it's just important to keep continuing to get those shots.
Okay. Why is it important to get flu shots?
Mm-hmm. Well, flu is a contagious respiratory disease. A lot of people get that confused with vomiting, stomach flu. But it is a respiratory disease, and it's a virus that attacks your nose, throat, and the virus can go into your lungs. And it can be very serious. People can get pneumonia from flu. They also can die from the flu. So it is very important to try to protect yourself, if you can, from the flu. And also, if you do get the illness, you may get a milder case of it if you've had the flu vaccine. And a third advantage of getting the flu vaccine is that it helps protect the people around you, people that aren't able to get vaccinated yet. We don't start immunizing babies till they're 6 months old, so they're very vulnerable. And other people in our community who might be on chemotherapy or fighting a cancer, or also other people who might be on some immune-suppressing medications for other medical conditions. So there are vulnerable people in our community, our neighbors and friends, and so it's important to try to protect those people as well.
How many people a year get the flu?
It's very variable. It can be thousands to tens of thousands. On average, I know for deaths, thousands will die each year from getting the flu, and also children will die. CDC estimates approximately 100 children across the country will die from flu each year. It's very variable. Some flu seasons are more severe than others. The flu virus is constantly changing itself. And last year, you may remember, the vaccine was not a very good match. The virus changed itself. And so then the vaccine was not a great match. So far, CDC thinks that it is a good match to the virus.
Okay, so that's interesting that the virus seems to be evolving, so to speak.
Right, exactly.
Okay, how does the CDC kind of combating that then?
Well, every year, they meet with the World Health Organization and they try to determine what strains they think will be circulating for us in the Northern Hemisphere, because then the companies need to start preparing that vaccine months ago. So they have to make a prediction based on what they see with the different strains around the world as to what will actually hit us here in the United States. So it can be a tricky business to try to get that good match, and then the virus can change itself.
Flu is very contagious. How does it spread from one person to another?
Right. It spreads through droplets, through coughing, sneezing, on our hands. So it's really important to cough into a tissue or cough into the crook of your elbow or into a sleeve. Also really important to wash your hands. We just can't stress that enough. It's such a simple strategy and so often forgotten. People wipe their noses and then wipe their eyes. They wipe their noses and their mouth, and then they go outdoors and use, microwaves at work. There's a million places where you could get in contact with these germs. So it's really important. Good cough etiquette, good tissues, and hand washing is so important. The other important point is to stay home when you're sick. So many people feel compelled to have to go to work. And so if you can stay home when you're sick, that helps also decrease that spread around to all of our coworkers.
Okay, you mentioned some of the symptoms of the flu. A lot of those sound similar to, like, say, a common cold. How can you tell the difference?
They are. They can be kind of confusing, but usually the flu is a very sudden. You're fine on Thursday, and you wake up Friday, and you're very sick. So it's very sudden. It doesn't just come on gradually where all day you think you're getting sick, or the day before, often like with a cold. So it comes on very abruptly, and it's pretty severe. Usually it puts people in bed. They ache all over, and the fever is often higher than it is in a cold. High fever, coughing, runny nose, that's similar to a cold, but that high fever and the body aches and the extreme fatigue, that is another classic symptom. Or the person just doesn't feel like they can get out of bed. It makes it a little bit different than a common cold.
Is there anything else about Flu Vaccine Awareness Week that you'd like to let people know about?
Keep on getting your flu shots. It's not too late to get a flu shot. We haven't seen flu season. Flu activity right now in Iowa is low, so we haven't seen a real start of it yet. So that's our message, is just keep getting your flu vaccines. And if you have received your flu vaccine, congratulations. That's great news. We're very pleased with that.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Lynn Fisher. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.